Welcome to today's episode of Beauty Bosses. I'm so happy to have with me today Kelly Casaccio and Laura Kosmorski, the co-founders of Tide Swimwear. Yeah. I'm so happy to have you guys here. Welcome.
Thank you.
So Tide Swimwear is a really interesting and innovative company that, well, I'll let you guys explain it, but yeah. From my perspective, it's really focused on SPF clothing mm-hmm. as a way to limit UV exposure and radiation. So tell us a little bit about Tide and how you guys decided to start this company.
Yes. So Tide was born out of the need for sun protective clothing that doesn't sacrifice on style. Our mom was diagnosed with melanoma in 2015. She had a very invasive surgery on her face, and it was not the best recovery. She had to have some reconstruction, but most of all, it was a wake-up call for us to kind of reevaluate our relationship with the sun. My mom would go to the beach, and she'd have to wear thick clothing or be under umbrellas or heavy towels because the dermatologist and her doctor told her, no sun exposure, you really have to protect yourself. And the options out there, while protective, they're more like rash guard, more athletic wear. There was nothing that was like cool and flowy and pretty and fashion forward and also sun protective.
Had you guys ever thought about the concept of sun protective clothing or even yeah. melanoma and skin cancer before this personal realization in your family?
I hate to admit this, but I used to go to tanning beds all the yeah. time. All this damage I wish I could undo. So yeah. no, it really, really did change our perspective.
It can be such a yeah. wake-up call,
yeah,
right?
It is. Absolutely. And I actually, I have vitiligo and a few other like autoimmune things. So I've always been very sensitive to the sun. So breaking out in sun rashes and things like that, kind of nondescript reactions to the sun. So I've always been a little bit more sun conscious, and I was a swimmer and I swam outside. So I was familiar with it, but I still got burned. And I think this was a really big, like now we're all susceptible. So doctors are always kind of reminding us, like, you know, make sure you're wearing the SPF while you're
well, matched. As a plastic surgeon, I yeah. think about this stuff all the time because as we've changed in society, yeah. the zeitgeist about sun has mm-hmm. totally changed. And I grew yes. up in Los Angeles and there's so much outdoor yeah. stuff and yeah. beautiful weather. And people really in the 90s were not thinking about covering up. And as a result, we see that skin cancer is the most prevalent cancer amongst all Americans.
Yeah.
It's very scary, and it's so highly preventable.
Mm-hmm. There's a statistic that's 1 in 5 Americans will get skin cancer before the age of 70. And if you catch early, it's very treatable, but this is coming from sun damage, and it is preventable. And on top of, you know, your sunscreen, UPF clothing just adds another layer.
Right. I know yeah. I think about this a lot with things like erbium laser resurfacing and mm-hmm. topical products and how do we solve hyperpigmentation and like yeah. what you're saying with yeah. vitiligo. Like how do yeah. we think about what the skin actually looks like? Mm-hmm. But how do we think about how it functions? Because mm-hmm. yeah. we're living with this giant ball of radiation that gives us light and warmth and heat and energy, but also yeah. can have so much damage.
Yeah.
So were you guys working together in any capacity before this happened and you started Tide Swimwear?
I actually was a teacher for many
oh, wow.
years, and then I stayed at home with my 3 kids for a few years, and we have always wanted to do something together, and this just seemed like the perfect opportunity for our two personalities to kind of blend. You should tell your
yeah.
background.
Yeah, so I've worked at advertising agencies for a little bit over a decade. And so, you know, I'm very familiar with branding and marketing and all of those things. And I've always definitely had an interest in fashion and all of that. But at the same time, I think one day we were sitting there talking and we were maybe shopping for a vacation or something. I was like, you know, there's nothing out there that is suiting what I'm looking for. I'm like, it's either, you know, $500 plus and it doesn't feel realistic for a few wears, or it's like fast fashion, Amazon, Target, you wear it one time, it doesn't wash well, it's not sun protective. And I think we're like, how can we meet somewhere in the middle and also make it beneficial? And then sort of that was like the moment yeah. that we said, should we do this? And we sat on it for probably about a year. And then we decided to press go. Mm-hmm. And 3 years later,
yeah.
we have a line.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And so that was in which year did you first start?
It was 3 years ago. So 2021, we made the choice.
Yeah.
I actually have in a journal the day that we were like, okay, let's write down what we want to do. And it took a very long time, but we're finally here.
Okay, yeah. Amazing. So let's talk for a second about the science behind UV-resistant fabric and clothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you explain a little bit about what goes into making fabrics that, you know, I know your range can expand from coverings to dresses and shirts and so forth, but tell us about the actual fabric. What does it mean for it to be UV resistant?
Yeah, so there's several things that can make a fabric have a UPF rating. It's in order to get a seal from the National Skin Cancer Foundation, it has to be at least UPF 30. Our fabric is UPF 50+, and there are several things that make a fabric inherently UPF. So color is one, so darker colors absorb UV rays, preventing it getting through the fabric. And also the weave of a fabric. So if you think of something like a cotton or a linen, they have a looser weave. They allow more light to penetrate through. And another thing is that a lot of fabric, UPF products out there, sometimes use a chemical treatment, which can wash off after only a few washes. So our fabric is actually combined of two fibers. It is a collagen viscose made of upcycled milkfish scales, and it's also woven with a poly. Synthetic fabrics, like I said, cotton and linen, tend to have a lower UV protection factor, but ours is woven with a poly, and that makes it able to absorb at least 98% of UVA and UVB radiation.
Yeah, I think just the simple act of having opacity and just a little extra barrier allows the fabric to take some of the damage that would otherwise go to the tissues.
Exactly. Yeah.
How do people currently buy your products, and where are they sold, and what are your plans for retail?
We have a lot of plans.
We're going to start with a plan. Yeah. You need a vision board. Yes. You need a whole thing.
We have it all. Right now, we are available exclusively on our website. And we are always in talks with people that have, you know, retail, wholesale retail experience. But, you know, I think being omnichannel at some point is absolutely where we want to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Our brands both focus on sun protection. You know, obviously I'm thinking more about at the molecular cellular level of the skin with in-office procedures, and also our SPF BB cream, which is a zinc and titanium SPF. And yours is focused on how do we integrate fashion and wearability into our daily life choices. How do you see fashion playing a role in things like preventing health problems and disability and cancer burden?
I think that, you know, we're looking at a holistic approach. So you can, if I'm going to just sunscreen versus fashion in general, if I'm talking specifically to sun safety, you want to feel good and look good in every way. So you want your skin to look good, you want your body to be protected, but you also want to look stylish and fashion forward. And we were talking about how the entire beauty industry as a whole is growing and how wellness is growing, and it's multifaceted. So before, when people would only be concerned about, you know, making their skin look younger, or whether it's investing in your health routine and yoga and things like this, this is just another way to incorporate health and wellness into your daily life.
And I think, to me, I think of what you're doing almost like as part of the Swiss cheese theory of sun protection, where you need a lot of different layers, right? You have to do lifestyle things like don't go out during the brightest portions of the day. Mm-hmm. When you do go out, wear something that is chic and wearable, but also covering you up. Definitely put on your sunscreen. Okay. You know, avoid situations like tanning beds and exposures that are going to be particularly harmful. So you kind of have to do all of those things. And if you do, you'll have this multi-layered approach where hopefully you won't fall through the hole in the Swiss cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
But some people still can. But, you know, I think that that layered approach also makes it more practical.
Yeah, and I think too, one approach is, I know, you know, we hear all the time, and I think it's so important, you know, wear your SPF every day, regardless if there's clouds, regardless if it's cold, all of that. But I do think we don't want to necessarily, you know, be coming from a place of fear. It's like kind of an opportunity to really protect yourself. If you're sitting on the beach and the sand is a light color, even if you're under an umbrella and you don't think you need SPF, the sand reflects UV. Yeah. If you've ever been in a pool and the pool reflects light, it's like there's so many opportunities for you to get unnecessary UV exposure, and cancer and all of that aside, just like the health of your skin, the look of your skin. I mean, if you look at my stomach, it is much paler and but more smooth and baby-like compared to like my chest or my arms that have gotten sun. It's like, look at, you know, look at a newborn. Their skin's never seen the sun, and that's why they look so plump and fresh.
Totally. Yeah. And when we're thinking about sun exposure and its relevance to cancers, it's not just melanoma, just for people listening. It's basal cell carcinoma. It's squamous cell carcinoma. It's the combination of these different things. They're precancerous lesions, actinic keratosis, and all of this stuff can compound and really create significant disease burden.
Yeah.
And then I was just going to say, on top of, you know, the disease and the cancer and the melanoma, this whole, the younger generation cares so much more about their skin. You see teenagers using creams and SPF, where we were going out and putting on, you know, maybe SPF 8 and frying ourselves when we were young. And so this idea of, like, clothing being this extra barrier and us doing this to keep our skin young and youthful and fresh as well as protected from disease is super important. And we think that this younger generation coming up cares about this holistic approach.
They're going to age in a totally different and much better way.
Yeah, they're starting early.
Maybe too early. But some of the basics, like a good cleanser and a good SPF and some good, you know, sun protective clothing, who doesn't need that? Yeah. What's your best seller or the product that you're most excited about?
Well, our best. So I would say the early favorite amongst our family and friends who are first to purchase are our pants. They are truly the world's most comfortable pants.
I have to check them out. They haven't seen the pants.
They're great. They feel like you have nothing on, and they have a sheerness to them, but they're still, you know, UPF 50 plus. We've had everything third-party tested, which I think is important to note. But we have a piece called the Sun Wrap, and it is a different take on a sarong. Essentially, it's cut in a way that there's not too much bulk, and it's sort of the idea of, you know, when you're with your three kids in the pool and you need to be poolside, but you don't necessarily want the sun beating down on you. The Sun Wrap offers a quick way to, like, basically apply UPF or SPF 50 plus on around your shoulders, tied around your waist. You can tie it around your chest as a one shoulder for style. All it's of good. That. It's really versatile.
Yeah, it's good for all those moments in between. You can throw it on if you're sitting at brunch, if you're sitting by the beach, if you're going to have cocktails when the sun's going down. It's just an easy way to cover whatever part of your body that you want to protect. Yeah. And like she said, with my kids, when you're sitting by the pool and you're not even thinking about the sun exposure aspect, it's just a nice, cooling, easy, breathable way to stay out of the sun with also enjoying your life and not being worried about it.
I also think the one thing we always talked about too is going to the beach or the pool or anywhere really when you're outside, it can kind of be a little vulnerable, especially, you know, I don't love throwing on a swimsuit. It's not like my favorite outfit to pick out. So I think we really wanted stuff that makes women feel confident and is super easy to wear. Like, you don't have to think too much about it. It's going to go with what you're wearing, and it's very comfortable to, like, throw on.
In our styles, there's no buttons, there's no zippers. Everything is with a tie. It's very, very easy for all different body types. Yeah. It's flattering and, like you said, just versatile, easy clothing that make you feel comfortable and confident in sometimes vulnerable situations.
Yeah, I think it's so great that it's practical and convenient. Also, I've tried the sarong, and I really like it because it's very easy breezy. You can put it on, you can take it off. Yeah. I mean, it's a little cold right now, so I'll be field testing it when it gets warmer here.
Yeah.
But I think even when I think about my kids, there's a whole practical element to the kids hate standing still for the full body slathering of sunscreen. And I'm like, just to cover your arms and legs and I'll just focus on the head and neck.
That's one of the things we were saying. You know, parents are very quick to put their kids in UPF shirts. Those are like rash guards. You see the little kids swimming in those. But adults don't do that. And this is our, like, chicer, stylish version of the anti-rash guard.
I think so much about how social mores have changed even in 10 and 20 years, and in the same way people are backing off of drinking alcohol, people are backing off of tobacco, vaping, all of that stuff. People are backing off the golden glowy tan, or at least getting it in a fake tan format so that you can preserve your skin quality. Do you what do you predict is going to be next in this region? Or this concept?
Oh my gosh. Well, with this amazing fabric, this collagen fibers, there's so many things you can blend it with. So whether it's, you know, comfortable comfortable like daily wear that you can do when you're out and about. New styles for the beach and the pool. We're looking for a capsule collection that's going to have a pop of color for the spring, because right now we started with very basic neutrals, which people seem to love.
We
have a lot coming. We're really excited.
That's really wonderful and so exciting. How has the early few years of entrepreneurship been going for you guys? So do you have any really, really difficult moments where you thought you were going to pack it all up, or any big successes, or both?
Yes. There was, you want me to tell the one story of the evening we stayed up to past midnight writing a letter?
Oh, yeah.
it had been a very long journey. We had, you know, talked to different manufacturers, technical designers, things. Everyone has a different process. No two factories do anything the same. They all have preferences, and I think we were being pulled in a lot of different directions on how to go about it. We finally found a mill and a manufacturer we were happy with, and they kind of presented us that with a minimum order quantity that we felt was reasonable, and then all of a sudden they multiplied it by 5. It was way too big of an investment, and we didn't feel comfortable sitting on inventory like that, because that's, you know, it can put us out of business before we even start. So we basically stayed up and we stated our case of why we wanted to keep going and kind of some of the hurdles we have been through. And at that moment, we're like, if we can't do this, this might be like the end of the road. And sure enough, you know, it came around, I think, with some gentle language and speaking to people and being respectful, you know, we can get a long way.
Yeah, with this 3-year journey, the thing we realized is there's going to be roadblocks all the time. We started from absolute scratch. We didn't have fashion knowledge. We didn't have manufacturing or design knowledge. I was cold calling people. We sampled clothing in LA and in New York, and now we're doing it in South Korea. And what I really realized is there's always another route if you get a no. There's always room to negotiate, and your partnerships with people are the most important thing. And we're super happy now. We are working with the most wonderful people. They're reliable, they're kind, they're trustworthy. And I think that's everything. And that's, you know, it took us 3 years to get there, but thank goodness, because now we're in a spot where we feel confident with everyone who's surrounding us. And I mean, that's what business is.
Do you have any advice that you would give to someone listening to this podcast who might want to think about starting an entrepreneurial venture themselves, or who has a business idea and they're not sure where to begin?
We have different superpowers. Laura is like the creative visionary. She's fashion forward. And I am just, we'll call it relentless, but in a positive way. Yeah. I will call and call and call. And you have to just keep trying, because it's going to be hard before it gets easier.
Yeah, and I think I've heard a lot of people say this before, like, you know, I think entrepreneurs that we look up to, but everybody says, but it's true, is just start. Just start somewhere. And I think one thing that I've struggled with this whole time is truly perfectionism. And I think done is better than perfect is something that I'm trying to do, like get it out there. I've heard founders say, like, just get it in front of people. And I think now that we finally do have it in front of people and we're getting feedback, it can only help us keep going. Yeah. So.
I look at it like, you know, my kids, you know, they don't grow up and mature and learn in a day. And that's how we're handling this business. It's nurturing something. It's taking care of it. It's doing one step at a time and not expecting all the growth to happen instantly. And I think if you can just, like Laura said, day by day and step by step, keep chipping away, all of a sudden you have these big leaps. And you're like, oh my gosh, we're finally getting somewhere. And it's so rewarding.
Yeah.
So.
Just start.
Keep going.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me end by asking you to tell us where to find you. Where do people explore your styles and shop the line and learn more about Tide?
For right now, it's TideSunwear.com.
T-I-E-D.
Yes, T-I-E-D.
Okay, amazing. Well, thank you so much. This has been so great chatting with you guys.
It was lovely to meet you.
We appreciate it.
Thanks. Yeah.